The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
Hey, Jace, did I see you drive by my house in a new car?
You sure did there, Goober. I waved to you in your front lawn.
Nice. I didn't know you were getting a new one. Where did you go, Jason?
I went to Sears Imported Autos, and I really wasn't planning on getting a new car. But I went online, I saw a car, I went in there, and Sue, I love Sue, her service was amazing, and it really was one of those examples of customer service makes a difference. And it's not a surprise to me. They've been in business for over 55 years, serving not one, not two, not three, four Lex and Dawn, four generations of happy customers, and now I'm one of them. They were named best of the best for Mercedes for 2018 and 2019. I mean, it is really where, as they say, quality meets affordability. The selection of their certified pre-owned vehicles will help you find like a dream car at the price you want. So if you're going to get a car, Dawn or Lex, Sears Imported Autos. Where are they again, Lex?
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka.
More information at searsimports.com.
And when you walk into Sears Imported Autos, make sure you say you heard about them from Jace.
Hello, sweetie.
Welcome to the show.
So, got any plans this weekend?
Valentine's Day is coming up.
That's this weekend?
This weekend.
Valentine's Day it is.
Oh, sweet. Valentine's Day is nice for couples.
So what do you want to do?
Well, it's Valentine's Day, so...
Candy, flowers, that's easy.
Don't take flowers and candy. Show up like a man.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Come on, it's showtime. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming... Excuse me, all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not counting how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
We've tried many times. Good morning, Fluffy.
Help that owl. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Brother Rob.
How you guys doing?
Good morning, Rob, filling in for Dawn. And good morning to Kenny. Well, good morning. And good morning to all of you on this Friday, February 12th, 2021. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome. Welcome. And Alexis will talk to us about this in a second. To Chinese New Year. Welcome to National Hug Day. Welcome to International Darwin Day. Welcome to International Winter Bike to Work Day. I'm sure Kenny will have a lot to say on that. Welcome to National Lost Penny Day. Welcome to NAACP Day. Welcome to National Freedom to Marry Day. Welcome to National No One Eats Alone Day. Welcome to National Plum Pudding Day. Welcome to National Paul Bunyan Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
It is one of the great pleasures of my life to ask this question. Alexis, how the hell is your coffee?
My coffee today is lovey-dovey. It's creamy. It's Ethiopian. This is our new blend. It's divine.
Oh, wow. Very.
Ethiopian is very good.
Yeah. It's a quality coffee. Kenny?
I am drinking the Much Respect blend. As in, I actually truly respect people that bicycle to work in the winter. I think you guys are the true warriors. And I also respect those of you on the highway right now that are not crashing, spinning out, and rolling it over. You are also true warriors.
Yeah. Warriors. Mine is optimistic. Mine is gleeful. Mine is excited. Mine is cheery. Cheers, everybody.
Ah, cheers.
Cheers. It's Friday.
Mm-hmm. Rob, how's your tea?
Oh, that's right, Rob. I didn't ask you about your tea or water or whatever you're drinking this
morning. My tea is green. It's light on caffeine. And whether it keeps me awake remains to be seen.
Right.
Nice. Nice,
put some effort into it. Nice,
look at Rob. Rob wrote something. I love it. Rob filling in for Dawn, Dawn today on what's going to be. And hey, I don't want to talk about people when they're not here. But
Don's going to regret not being here because this is going to be a quality broadcast. And I don't want to make promises we can't keep. And if you don't like the show, then email Alexis. But it's a don't email.
Good luck with that.
Go and email Alexis. She'll listen to you. But you're going to miss a quality broadcast because not only do we have good hot dish, we have a good, hey, good looking, what you got cooking. But it is the 92nd annual Jason and Alexis Valentine's Day tradition, Sad Song-a-palooza, where other shows celebrate Valentine's Day by doing chocolate segments and how to keep a man segments. Not this crap box. No, we do it a different way. We play nothing but depressing songs that will make you cry, that will make you, if you're single, it'll make you sad that you're still single. And if you're married, it'll make you sad that you're married. So that's how we celebrate Valentine's Day around here.
That's what we do.
That's what we do, Lex,
your eyes
right?
Sting from the tears today.
Sting. Thank you, Lex. By the time you're done with this show, your eyes will sting from your tears. Yep. That's what's going to happen.
But we do a fair amount of laughing because
we
it's
do. Friday.
Ridiculousness when you think how sad these songs are.
They're fantastic.
And we try to find the saddest song
ever. And you guys have helped
us. Roommate.
On the My Talk socials, yeah?
She's so excited about this. She was listening to the streaming yesterday, which that bummed me out because I thought I was free and clear and I could say anything I want. Turns out I can't. But anyway,
sorry about that.
She's so excited about this that she sent in a song and I looked at her and said, that one is really depressing. It's People Who Died by the Jim Carroll Band.
Oh. Whoa.
The song is literally called People Who Died?
People Who Died, yeah.
Add that to the list, jeez.
Well, actually, we got to write that down.
Jim Carroll. Yeah.
That's a whopper right there. Wow, the title, that's like a TLC show. They don't even make you guess.
And sidebar to that, there was a movie made about him, and if I remember right, it was called The Basketball Diaries, I think.
Oh, that was based on
Well, there was
Jim
a movie, Cole. Yeah.
Based on Jim Carroll, if I remember right.
Oh, okay. Well,
but you know how my memory is. So
I know
if
it is,
that's
Kenny.
not 100% correct.
Yeah, you can't sue him. Yeah. We also have I wanted to do this yesterday, but I had an embargo. I can't wait to tell you about Bourbon Star. Go to Vista Del Mar. I'll have my review of Kristen Wiig's new movie.
I can't wait.
And then we're not done. This is why, oh, Dawn.
But there's more, geez.
But there's more, Lex. For another $49.95, you will receive today Forced Movie Reviews, The Godfather, in our 8 o'clock hour. So
3 hours long.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you did like I did, I watched just the giant edited version where all of the movies are put together. It's about, 12 hours. So, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't finish because I had just watched this a couple months ago, but this cut that Francis Ford Coppola had supervised, it's basically putting one and two together, but re-editing them in chronological order.
Oh,
because you know. In two, there are flashbacks. So this movie is and it was him, not some stooge at the movie studio to get some money. Francis Ford Coppola supervised this edit.
Where did you see this edit? Is it on CBS All Access or?
No, this when I watched it, it was available on good old fashioned normal HBO before that HBO Max crap happened. But
Jason. Wasn't Spielberg and DreamWorks involved in that?
I think, because that whole gang, Lucas, Spielberg, Coppola, they went to film school together. They're dear friends. They drink wine, I think, on Sundays at Coppola's Vineyard. I think Steven helped with the re-editing. But I got to tell you, it's awesome. And look, the original cuts in the original movies are masterpieces, but this, after you've seen them, this cut is fascinating because it is in chronological order. So I loved it. That's how I now prefer to watch it. It's kind of like the question of in what direction do you watch the Star Wars movies now that they're all out? You know, I get that from people that know that I'm a nerd. I get asked that a couple times a year, and I always change my answer because I don't really have a good answer. Because depending on my mood, I'll tell them to watch it in order, and then sometimes I tell them to watch it how it was released.
Yeah,
which
that's
is my
what
more,
I always say.
Yeah, that's my more popular answer. Yeah. Watch 4, 5, and 6, then 1, 2, and 3, and then 7, 8, and 9. That's how I would take them, but that's just me. So anyway, my point being, it's going to be a very exciting show. A very exciting show.
Lots going on, and it's a special day.
Yeah, I was just, it's the year of the ox, right,
Lex?
It
is, yeah. Happy Lunar New Year. It's the spring festival, and it is the year of the ox. We just said goodbye to the year of the rat.
Bye, B. Arthur. Yes.
Today. It's the second new moon after the winter solstice. And what does the ox mean?
What does it mean, Lex?
Means movement. So that it signifies movement. So hopefully the world will be less static this year compared to last year.
Yeah.
Let's hope. And we'll get moving again in the second half of the year. The metal element of the year represents an emphasis on metal industries. So from jewelry to the needle of a syringe.
Oh, okay. Well, vaccines.
Ding, ding.
Vaccines. It was just announced yesterday.
Uh-huh.
The government bought 200 bazillion doses.
Yep.
Not bazillion, but, you know.
But close, yeah.
Close. Yeah. Okay.
And it's a hardworking zodiac sign. So happy year of the ox, everyone.
Kenny, let me be the first to say that to you. Happy year of the ox, Kenny.
Thank you very much.
Happy year of the ox, Rob.
Thank you, man.
Mm-hmm. You're very welcome. It
lasts 15 days, so there's a lot of days of celebrating, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Get those syringes. Mm-hmm. My Talk Loves Local, everybody. Throughout February, we'll focus on small businesses in the community that need our love. Today's My Talk Loves Local is presented by Highway Credit Union. Hear from Highway Credit Union's president today on Colleen and Bradley. Colleen and Bradley, today at noon. It is 6:13 when we come back. Hey, good looking. That's right. It's our federally mandated cooking segment when we return. Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Show when we go from Miley Cyrus to Hank Williams. That's right.
Don't you think maybe we could find
in radio history, my friend.
Well, it's part of the USA.
That's right. To Hank Williams. That's right. Never before heard on a radio broadcast. Welcome back to the broadcast. Jason and Alexis in the morning and our federally mandated food talk segment. Hey, good looking.
Good looking.
That's right.
What you got cooking?
Yes. Okay, Lex is taking the wheel with this one today.
Ooh, we got a lot of dairy cooking today, Jace.
Ooh, better take my lactose intolerant pill. What do we have?
Let's start with Cold Stone Creamery.
Okay.
They have taken all of their data from their online ordering and shared their most popular flavor.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you guys could guess it. I would have never guessed this.
Hold on a minute. Let me, hold on. Stone Cold Creamery. Mm-hmm. I want to see some of their flavors.
Oh, because good. Yeah.
I must admit, while I'm looking for this, I love them, but I have not been there in forever and 4 days. And
yeah,
I love
been a
them.
Long time. Yeah.
And did you know they've been around since 1968, Lex?
Did not know that, no.
1968. That's crazy. Anyway, okay. Order online. Mm-hmm. I'm not really going to order, but pick up. Yeah, okay. I would say their cake batter.
Okay. Can you have any guesses, Rob?
I missed that. I'm sorry. I was out. I stepped out for a second.
Oh, yeah. Just favorite ice cream flavors. The most popular flavor at Cold Stone
with
Creamery.
Cookie dough and chocolate. And
okay.
If it's not, they're commies.
Okay. Okay.
It's that simple.
Yeah. Okay. I would have guessed something chocolate as well. But Jason, you're right. Cake batter is their number one flavor that's ordered from Cold Stone Creamery.
Yep. You know why? Because it's literally Gabriel the Angel makes that.
It is tasty.
It is the best. Other places, other brands have a cake batter. Nobody has it like Cold Stone Creamery.
Oh, and you can add stuff too because they have all those goodies they fold in. And
so good.
Well, and then second place is our guest, Kenny, chocolate.
Okay, good, good.
Then French vanilla. And.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, chocolate vanilla. And then sweet cream came in fourth.
Oh, sweet cream is good. I endorse that as well. Yes.
What can you describe it? I don't know what that is.
It's cream and it's sweet.
It's cream and sweet.
Is it vanilla? Is it white looking?
It's white look. It's white looking. It's like me in February, pale. And
it's like a sweeter vanilla, maybe, right?
Yeah, Kenny. It's very mild, but it has a delightful flavor. It's hard
like
to
something.
Yeah,
could it go with apple pie, Jason?
Oh, without a doubt. Because you know why? Okay. It kind of, you know, especially if it's a really intense apple pie or you know, really sweet, maybe with a sugar coated crust. The sweet cream is more mild. You know, the sweet cream is a more mild sweet, even more so than a vanilla. Wow, we are getting really into the weeds on the flavor profiles
and
here.
Not as vanilla beany as the French
Thank you.
Vanilla.
Yes, more creamy. A cream that's sweet. Yeah, yeah.
I need some ice cream.
And then cheesecake ice cream came in fifth from Cold Stone Creamery.
I didn't even know they had
a cheesecake flavor.
Who knew? I didn't either.
And then coffee, strawberry, and mint. Then
all
cookie dough and cotton candy. That rounds off the top 10.
Oh, okay. Those are separate. Yeah.
Separate.
Okay. All right.
You could mix them up, I'm sure.
You scared me a little bit.
Yeah. Coffee, strawberry, mint. That doesn't, no.
I only get mint ice cream at U Garden. I only get mint ice cream at the U Garden Chinese buffet. That's the only place I ever eat mint ice cream.
Yeah, I think that was the last time, which was probably a decade ago. I haven't been there in so long. Man,
but,
remember we used to go there all the time?
Oh, God, we did. And
wow.
We went, Kenny, one time. Rob, Kenny, we went, and I won't name who it was, but Lex and the Wicked Witch, B. Arthur, our boss, and I, because Lex and I had we were doing 12 to 3 or
12 to 3, yep,
yeah, and so we would have to eat lunch with B. Arthur sometimes. So we when she treated, then we really were happy. She took us to the U Garden Chinese buffet, and Lex
just
and
down
I
the street.
Gotta, yeah. And Lex and we have to give Amy credit, our B. Arthur, because she knows how to do a buffet too. I mean, she's as small as a Twizzler, but woman can eat. And Lex and I are gold medal black belt buffet eaters. Like we don't mess around. And we brought somebody that had we brought someone there with us one time, and she went to the buffet and got one piece of melon.
Oh,
first of all, who eats melon at a buffet? One piece of melon. She got one chunk of sweet and sour chicken without the sweet and sour sauce.
One piece.
One piece of chicken and some veggies. And I said, you're never invited again.
Yeah.
And we never invited her again.
Ever. She's lucky she didn't get kicked out right there.
Well, we couldn't for several reasons. Her family kind of owns the company. But, you know, hey, that's details. But no.
I had to get carried out of that joint on a stretcher once.
That's how
you leave that place.
You come to the table with a mountain of food and you go through at least twice.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh,
three or four times.
Three.
Yeah. That was the minimum.
40-pound block of cheese. Alexis's food stories continues when we return. The pimps and the players say, don't go crushing. Wise men. A little more food talk this morning. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis, in the morning on this Valentine's Friday, February 12th, 2021. Dawn is off. Brother Rob filling in. Kenny's here. You're here. Thank you. 40-pound block of cheese. What's going on with this, Lex?
Yeah, this is a way to make your life a whole lot cheesier and show some love by giving your loved one, or maybe yourself, a mother loaf. Big difference. D&F. Okay. I'm sorry. Giving your loved one a mother loaf.
not a mother load, Lex. I
will take 5 gallons of gold, please.
Lex, it's mother loaf, Lex.
I would like to hit the mother load right now, please.
Me too. Okay. A mother loaf, which is 40 pounds of yellow cheddar cheese. Tillamook's from Wisconsin.
That sounds better than gold.
Oh,
in Wisconsin, that is the mother load.
That is.
Thank you, Rob.
Yes, I did it right. Right.
Well, if you're in Wisconsin, yes, go ahead, Lex. Yeah.
And now it's called a mother loaf because it's been aged anywhere from 60 days to 10 years. And they have a time-honored brand recipe. Of course, they don't share, but you can buy this tomorrow. How much do you think a 40-pound mother loaf of cheddar cheese is?
That's $129.35. That's what that is.
Okay.
How big would a 40-pound block of cheese be?
Real big, Rob.
Bigger than my head.
Yeah, that's like a third grader, right? I mean, is that?
yeah.
Would it be a couple hundred bucks?
That's a good guess. Grace?
Julia's torso.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of my kid. It'd be two of my kids.
Yeah,
it'd
be two Zens.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's $112.
Oh, it was very close.
Kenny was close.
Kenny, yeah, you were very close.
You know, not
I think
bad.
This is worth it.
I do, too.
Yeah, you can buy them online starting tomorrow at 10 a.m.
I don't think that's bad at all.
But here's the deal. They only have 25 available.
Okay, so I have a question, though, because you said, Alexis, that it's aged anywhere between, 60 days and, 400
years?
10 years. So the older it is the more expensive it is?
No, they're all $112.
That's weird.
It is. That's quite a range of age there. For cheese.
Yeah.
But if you
have a cheese lover, if you have somebody
that
maybe loves to throw parties and loves to go, you know, because the hot thing right now, I just did this segment on the Jason Show because the hot thing are charcuterie boards.
Yes.
Charcuterie
boards. I'm setting my parents one.
Yeah.
They don't listen to the show. They're in San Diego, but they're getting one tomorrow.
It is the hot thing at restaurants and to do yourself.
Yes.
Which, fun fact, a true French charcuterie board, well, first of all, we're pronouncing it wrong, but here in America, it's called charcuterie. But anyway, a true French charcuterie board actually doesn't have cheese on it.
Interesting.
Yeah, mainly pickled items, which you would love, Lex. But,
oh, yes.
Well, but that's why I don't like the French then, obviously.
You need cheese.
Yep.
With the salami and the olives, the capers.
Yeah, I just...
Your favorite, Jace.
Yeah,
I love know you don't like capers.
I hate capers. But no, they're the hot thing. So my point is, if you have someone in your life that entertains a lot or likes wine and cheese, this would be a thoughtful... This is a thoughtful gift, you know? They're not going to get it. It's not something that you can run down to Rite Aid or CVS and grab it, like, you know, last minute.
My cousin's friend has a business that she started in San Diego, and I just called her up, and I'm sending three to my family out there, because right now, I love this trend toward gifting consumables versus stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then it's something I thought about you. You can eat it right away, and there you go. Mm-hmm. It's not going to take up space in your house.
Nope.
But if you want some more things that take up space in your house, you can also, if you maybe don't get one of these 40 pounds of block of cheese, they also have medium cheddar nail polish.
I'm sorry,
they have
what?
Lounge shorts. Yeah,
okay, now you're losing me. Wait, now you're losing me.
They have a curd lover's bundle. That sounds good. Sweatshirts and a whole bunch of swag you can get.
Did you say curd lover's bundle?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm hoping that's cheese curds of different flavors.
Yeah.
Oh, those garlic ones
back
are
up?
So good.
Can we hit reverse for a second?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Rewind.
Where do you store a 40-pound block of cheese?
Ooh, valid question.
You can't put it in the freezer, right? And it's got to be chilled, right?
It does, yeah.
Maybe you could just keep it outside right now.
Exactly. Just put it outside or chunk it up into smaller pieces.
How awesome would this be? And I think I can talk her into it. A refrigerator dedicated to nothing but cheese.
Oh.
And maybe one of those refrigerators with a glass door on it so you can stand outside and ponder.
Wow. I don't mean to say this again, but
great.
Dawn is really missing the wrong show. I mean, she really decided to take the wrong day off because she loves cheese. She loves cheese. So, yeah. I do too.
I'm going to get her one of these tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to attempt to buy one of these tomorrow. Now, there's only 25 of them available. If I get one, we're having a party.
Yeah, you're going to have to because we can't
store it. Lex, you barely go to your mailbox.
Well, this is, you just go online and buy it.
No, but you said have a party. You just said we're going to have a party.
Oh, well, I'll send you a block of cheese. I'll chunk it into smaller and then I'll send you some.
Oh, you mean that not a party that we will be together.
No. We're in COVID times, guys. No way. No. I'm sending you a block of cheese and we might go on Zoom and say something hi.
Oh, I get a mite. Whoa. Like, she won't even go on Zoom with me. I get a mite. Lady buys me cheese and she won't even go on Zoom with me. Yes, Kenny?
Do you get the feeling that Lex is using COVID as an excuse for
to
her antisocial behavior?
Yes. Yeah,
I don't think she likes people at all, and COVID is a convenient excuse.
Everybody thinks Lex is so nice and sweet. Yeah. This is...
You know what's so funny?
What?
I am a very social person, and I really thought that this would really like kill me. But I am really learning how to nest, which I have never... Jace, you've known me for how long now?
For, 14 years.
I've never done that. I've never done this in my life where, you know, I'm just going home or stay... I mean, look, we have to. So that's a whole nother thing. But there's so much joy that I'm finding in this that I never thought that I would have before. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But normally, I'm out. It's just... There's always things going on. I just always out. And so, I mean, maybe the baby has helped with that too, of course, because I got to go home and take care of the baby. But add that on top of it. It's been an interesting thing for me, time for me.
Now, you're not using this as an excuse because for me, it was when I stopped drinking and getting drunk every single day of my life.
Yeah.
I started hanging out at home. And I'm wondering if it's the same with you. You're finally sober and you're not every night blackout drunk, passed out on the bar.
Well, I don't even need to answer
How'd
it.
How'd you know?
I'm just joking.
I'm such a cheap date, you guys.
Oh, please.
It's like three sips and I'm like,
literally a thimble. A thimble of bourbon and she's on the floor.
It's so true. Oy.
Well, I didn't even need, comes as no surprise.
You didn't need the pandemic.
I didn't need the pandemic. Like yesterday, Colin went out with his friends.
Hallelujah. And, oh,
I'm sorry. I played that accidentally.
Where did Shangela come from? Wow.
That clip just played automatically. Anyway, so I was home alone last night.
Hallelujah.
And the damn thing keeps playing. Anyway. I was home all night, and I don't care. Like, people ask me, my executive producer asked me what I did last night. I said, nothing. Like, nothing. I said, I literally peddled around the house. I sat in silence. I'm not joking. For over an hour reading, and I was in heaven. I just nothing. Nothing. And it was glorious. But, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. It's a whole new world, and it's great. So if I do get this cheese, I will send you guys a block.
Thank you.
And we could do a Zoom party. Yeah.
It's fine. That'll be the end of our interaction. I gotta.
I'll drop it on your driveway and run away.
I gotta play this for you. It's the perfect non sequitur thing to end this weird segment. Somebody recorded two neighbors kind of fighting. I guess there was a woman in a neighborhood that never picked up her dog's poop, like in the communal area. And this one neighbor had it. So listen to what he did. I love this.
Clean up your dog poop. Stop letting your dog poop on my lawn. I have you on video. I've been waiting for you for 2 days. Please pick up after your dog. Please pick up after your dog. Thank you for picking up the feces from my yard. Get off my yard, you and your dog. Thank you for being a courteous neighbor.
It's Kitty! It's Kitty!
That guy is a national hero.
He is
a national hero. Oh my goodness! I immediately thought of Kenny. I thought it sounds kind of like Kenny in a megaphone. God, I love this.
I could swear I could hear somebody trying to respond, but he just kept on steamrolling. Yeah, he just kept on talking.
Yeah, because I saw the actual video. It's the neighbor woman trying to argue that she was picking it up and he was not having it.
Clean up your dog poop. Stop letting your dog poop on my lawn. I have you on video. I've been waiting for you for 2 days. Please pick up after your dog. Please pick up after your dog. Thank you for picking up the feces from my yard. Get off my yard, you and your dog. Thank you for being a courteous neighbor.
I can't hear it enough. I know, Kenny, that's what I love. Pick up your poop, and by the way, get your ass off my lawn. You and your dog. Oh, God.
That is one of the rudest things ever.
Ever. And so easily fixable, you lazy pile of vomit. You are so lazy if you don't do that, and you're disgusting if you don't pick up your own dogs. You shouldn't have a dog. If you can't take that, if you can't handle that simple act of responsibility, you shouldn't have an animal.
Yeah.
642.
Amen.
That's why I don't.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. when we come back, why a star's personal shopper is a moron. Alexis will tell you that. Plus, did the HBO executive kind of spill the beans on how Sex and the City is going to explain the absence of Samantha? Talk about those two things when we come back. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. There was a Britney Spears update before we move on. It hit late last night. Britney Spears' father loses bid to retain control of delegating her investments. So the judge said that creepy Jamie must share the conservatorship. So a small win for Britney Spears yesterday.
Yeah, that's the ongoing battle. Off of it.
Yeah, well, now he has to share it. He's not completely off it, but yeah.
Half step there. Yeah.
Half step. 6:48. There's a personal shopper. You know, stars have them. They don't want to wait in line for, you know, PS5s. But one,
they want the good stuff.
Yeah, and it's a good gig. Who wouldn't want to be? I mean, that's a great, fun gig. But someone is a moron. Who, Lex?
Ooh, this guy? I can't believe this. So Kevin Hart hired this personal shopper in 2015 to do some personal shopping for him.
Yeah.
So he had all of his credit card numbers in case he needed to buy something. And of course, with that, it comes with the understanding that you would make authorized purchases.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy? Oh, no, no. He went on to spend more than $1 million of Kevin Hart's money over the course of 19 months. Now he's charged with 10 different counts, including grand larceny, identity theft, a whole bunch of stuff. Do you want to know what he bought?
What did he buy?
He bought $240,000 worth of jewelry and watches. He bought a painting, 16 collectible dolls. It's actually two different kinds of dolls, a bear brick, and then a Kaws collectible doll, K-A-W-S, five of them. And then he bought some Louis Vuitton bags.
What?
How do you go about your life buying things like that, knowing that they can trace it back
to you?
They can
trace it!
You're wearing the jewelry, you're wearing the bags, you're carrying those dolls around. Well, I don't know if he's doing that, but still!
And also,
he's got the goods!
And also, there are physical receipts. Whoever is handling Kevin's money, because look, other than Oprah, who learned, and I know he's disgusting, but Bill Cosby actually gave Oprah great advice when her star started to rise. Bill Cosby looked at her and said, always sign your own checks.
Mm-hmm.
So to this day, fun fact, over a certain amount, Oprah still signs every check. And I forgot what that amount was. It's changed over the years. But anyway, my point being, I'm sure Kevin Hart doesn't sign off on every transaction. But somebody has to. And does this moron not think that Kevin's circle, or maybe he thinks the circle's maybe filled with morons? I don't know.
Maybe. But wouldn't
Kevin's accountant kind of connect the dots quickly?
Yeah, and say, hey, what's going on here? Also, these luxury items that he's buying, I'm sure there's surveillance.
Yes!
He could easily go back and figure out it's you. Oh,
but again,
or maybe he's thinking like, oh, that's chump change. He'll figure it out and just go, eh, no big deal. But $1 million?
I was going to say, not that I'm excusing it, but look, if you're going to do that and you're going to be sneaky, okay, fine. Maybe buy a pair of tennis shoes that Kevin may not notice. But it's repeated behavior. Eventually, come on, the accountant will check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good Lord, Q has my credit card, but I can see immediately.
Assistant.
Yeah,
right.
But immediately, because I get alerts. I have alerts set up on my with my cards whenever, which is the best. Oh, look, that's the best thing. Can I tell you?
Yeah,
yeah. The minute I spend anything, I get a little alert and I'm like, oh, that's me. Anyway, my point being, there are records when you purchase something. Buttheads. Good Lord.
Oh, maybe he wanted to get caught at this point. I'm not sure. But regardless, he is in a lot of trouble.
By the way, Q has only done late night shopping on my credit card. That's it. That's the only thing I've ever caught him doing on the QVC.
Oh, oh.
That's it. I'm just joking. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
What did he need?
Yeah, exactly. Just jewelry. I did. Oh, really quick. I laugh. Little personal. I had dinner with him this week, and he's starting to make jewelry. And I looked at him. I go, "Who are you, Alexis?" I said, "What are you doing?"
Yes,
jewel.
With
like stones. And I was like, "Who are you, Alexis?" Anyway,
oh, I love it.
I know. My point being, you're a moron and you don't deserve that job if you're going to be that disgusting and gross and sneaky and yeah.
And the other question I have for you, is it worth 25 years in prison?
Thank you.
That's what he's facing, guys.
Well, and you know he's making a good salary. Don't sit here and tell me that Kevin doesn't take care of his folks.
Right.
You know, he is one of those celebrities, even if you're not a fan of his, there are a few guys in Hollywood that have the reputation for taking care of their quote-unquote people. Mm-hmm. Adam Sandler is one of them. Amy Schumer is another one. And Kevin Hart is another one of that takes care of his team. So do not sit here and tell me that Skippy Von Shopper isn't making a nice salary every year. So yeah. Gross. Yeah. Gross. An HBO Max executive was like doing some call or something in some interview. And this is what they said about Samantha not being in the reboot. It's so cold, but it's very true, though. Just as in real life, people come into your life and people leave. Friendships fade and new friendships start. So I think it's all very indicative of the real stages, the actual stages of life.
Wow, way to bottom line it.
Yeah. They said,
that's quote, true. How relatable is that?
Yeah, quote, it should all feel somewhat organic. And the friends you have when you're 30, you may not have when you're 50. Look, and it's not, and people are busting on it going, that's lame. But guys, I don't think any of us, because if it was an overly dramatic explanation, people would be mad. And, oh, that's silly. That's outlandish. Oh, you can't do that to Samantha. You can't have her, you know, her car go off a cliff or something. You can't do anything like that. This is very real. It's true.
As simple as that. And yeah, that, wow. I guess I didn't even think about the actual characters and their friendship and how that could change. You just always think of them as, you know, the four together. But
yeah,
that's real life. That is so relatable.
But because what if Samantha moves? You know, yeah. distance has that. You know what? It is a show about female, at its core, female relationships. And this mm-hmm. happens. I think it's a respectful.
Some of my deepest heartbreak and breakups haven't been with, you know, a lover or a boyfriend. It's been with my girlfriends.
Yep. Coming up next, the moment you've been waiting for, the 77th annual Jason and Alexis Valentine's Day Sad Song of Palooza. Get ready to wipe your face from your tears, from the Carpenters to Bob Dylan to Phil Collins. All the songs that will make you incredibly depressed. That and more when we come back.
Woo-hoo, yeah.